We're going to load around the other side, guys. Okay.
Diane Playtech of the tour company Blazing Adventures loads our group into a brightly colored Jeep.
So this is going to be a bumpy ride, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. I think past the deck it gets pretty rough.
So buckle up.
Yeah.
Definitely buckle up.
Our tour guide today is the Aspen Historical Society's Mike Monroney.
What we're doing is we're going up on top of Smuggler Mountain to look at some of the mine remnants that are on top of the mountain that go all the way back to the mining era, the Victorian mining era.
Smuggler Mountain, east of downtown, is known for its recreational opportunities. Hikers, bikers, and dogs huff and puff their way up a winding, rocky road. The place was just as busy in the late 19th century. Only then the area was crawling with miners.
We're going to have to use a little bit of imagination to picture what was there, but this entire hillside on Smuggler, once again, just like the base of Aspen Mountain, totally industrialized.
In 1892, Aspen was the third largest city in Colorado and one of the most prosperous mining towns in the country. Some 12,000 people lived along its dusty, crowded streets.
Pretty much a typical Victorian industrialized mining town. Not necessarily a nice place to live, but a really good place for people to invest in and hopefully to become prosperous along the way.
Miners came from all over the country seeking fortune. For $3 a day, men heavily mined Smuggler from its base to the top.
And we're going to look at the remains of the Park Regent mine and the remains of the Bushwhacker mine, which was owned by Jerome Wheeler.
Wheeler built Aspen's Wheeler Opera House and the Hotel Jerome. He also owned several mines. As we near the top of Smuggler, the road gets rockier until we stop at a trailhead.
That was exciting.
The group regains its footing and hikes toward an old mine site tucked into an aspen grove. Monroney points to a huge pile of black and yellow pebbles.
So this debris pile is what's left over from the Park Regent mine. We're seeing not only some of the remains from the coal that was burned in the steam engine that was here, but we're seeing some of the mine dump. A mine dump usually consists of just junk rock.
Close to the mine dump is a shaft where miners and supplies were lowered into the mountain. Monroney says a couple hundred miners likely worked this mine alone. Further down the trail are warning signs. Monroney reads aloud.
Hazardous mines will kill you with three skull and crossbones. Don't give them the chance. Stay out and stay alive. So we're actually looking over the edge. This is one of our mine shafts, right here.
Silver prices crashed in 1893, not soon enough to prevent mining from destroying the forest on Smuggler. In its place, Monroney says, a healthy crop of aspens, lodgepole pines, and Engelmann spruce have grown back.
It's stunning and near pristine. And in some ways, that's the great triumph of Aspen, is reinventing itself in a way that has allowed the wilderness to come back.
Instead of silver and mining, today's tourism economy in Aspen is built around these pristine landscapes. The tour wraps up at the bottom of the trail, and the group hops back into the Jeep for a bumpy ride down. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.